Welcome back to the Midday Show. And it is a true honor and a pleasure that I can welcome Ray Bonneville today. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm really, really fine. I'm really looking forward to coming up to see you guys.
Yeah, no, we're so excited. Let me ask you first, though, where are you as we speak right now?
I'm in the East Village in New York City right now.
Oh, you're in the East Village?
Yeah.
Oh, is that where you call home, or are you just visiting?
Well, I'm here for the winter,
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm also call home Austin, Texas, and I also call home Ontario, Canada. So
Right. You are, yeah.
I'm kind of a mixed up
Gypsy.
guy.
Okay. Well, we might have once used the word gypsy. I don't even think I should be using that term anymore. You're
I'm a nomad.
a nomad. That's a better word. So let me get this straight. So you're right now in the East. Give me an intersection because I'm from the city.
Okay, Avenue B and East 9th Street.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm sure I know the block pretty well. And yeah, I lived on 15th and 3rd for many years.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, why are you in New York City? Are you there for a purpose for this period of time for a broader reason or?
Yeah, I came here to write. I came here. I have a very good friend here who will be coming to the show with me. Her name is Kay Bloss, and she puts on house concerts, and that's how I
Right.
came to this area.
Okay.
I played in 2018, and then I came back and played a year and a half ago. And I decided that it was time for me to come to New York and to allow myself to be influenced by it.
I love that, Ray. I'm very curious about you. As the little I've had the advantage or benefit of reading, it made me very curious about you. One thing I should have said from the beginning, though, is that you will be performing at Colony Woodstock tomorrow, Thursday, 7 o'clock at Colony Woodstock,
Yeah.
and you're on a bill with our friend Stephen Clare, and that sounds like a fantastic show.
Well, I'm really looking forward to doing the show with Steven. I met him at NERFA, and as it turns out, I met him a long time ago. He reminded me that we had met at another small show somewhere. Somewhere, I don't remember where or how or when, but it was nice to see him again and to hear him a little bit. And I'm looking forward to his set, and I'm really looking forward to coming to Woodstock. I was there, I don't know how many months ago, and I said, "Hey, I was having some food at after visiting Bearsville.
Right.
I was having some food at that really nice vegan place that you guys have right downtown there."
Yeah, right in the heart of Woodstock, sure. Yeah,
Yeah, and I
I know
was
the
having
place.
a nice macro plate there, and I said, "Hey, what's that place over there?" And they said that's the Colony. And after lunch, I went over there and peeked in there. I said, "I really like to play here," and so now I'm playing here.
Maybe this is the beginning of a new way of booking gigs. You know, you go
Maybe,
to the
maybe.
local vegan or vegetarian restaurant, and then I assume you're a vegetarian from the back.
No, not
Oh, go ahead.
really. I'm a flexitarian.
Okay, so you're a bit of a nomad, as we've established, and you also have spent years, especially when you were coming up, let's say, you were spent a bunch of years in Boston in that area.
Yes. My family moved us down there a long, long time ago from Quebec, where,
Right.
and I remember Boston being the place where I learned English, and it's the place where I picked up a
Right.
that's where I picked up a guitar, the very first guitar, which where I had my very first band, and it's where I got expelled from high school, and it's where I joined the Marine Corps, and it's where I came back to start playing music again.
It sounds like it was through becoming a musician, which taught you English as a language.
Yes, and I didn't write a song until I was, I had been speaking English for over 20 years, but
Is that right?
I was assimilating the nuance of the language enough to think that I could possibly have any capability of being poetic in a songs. It took a lot of years for me to gain the confidence to try it even.
For some reason, Leonard Cohen, a fellow Canadian, comes to mind, who started off as a poet, right, in Montreal, but you know, it was on the urging of another musician, singer, that he took the risk and went out and started becoming his own, you know,
And
became a
I remember because I spent 12 years in Montreal. I went back to Montreal in 1990,
Oh.
and I spent 12, 13 years there. And I know Leonard Cohen's house very well. It's a gray two-story building right off of the main, what they call the main, which is Saint Laurent Street. And yeah, he very much he's very much it was a personality there.
Oh, I imagine so. As
Yeah.
you are in, I guess, well, I would say a certain city, but it sounds like you have a number of homes. So
Yeah, I lived in New Orleans, I lived in
I know
Paris,
that.
I
Yeah.
lived in Seattle, I lived in Alaska,
Amazing.
I lived all over the place.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So when you're touring, you're really just going from one of your past homes to another one, from another one to another.
In a way, yeah,
Yeah.
in a way I am. Like when I go to a region, I go, yeah, I've been here before. I used to live here.
I knew it looked familiar.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be you, I assume, solo
Yes.
on Thursday night, tomorrow
Yes.
night. And how is that for you? Do you often play solo?
Yeah, mostly I do.
Yeah.
Mostly I do. I have occasionally I play with a keyboard guy or a drummer or I the other night I played at the Bitter End here in New York with a really wonderful multi-string instrument fella by the name of David Mansfield, and he played fiddle with me, and it
Oh.
was really great because he was able to get down into the fabric of the groove and not. And
Yes.
just stay down in the mud with me, you know?
Yeah.
It was just really great.
I imagine it was. I'm just so glad to hear the Bitter End is still there.
Yeah, 'cause so many aren't.
So many aren't. But although I will say one thing, there is a thriving music scene up here. So when you're getting ready to choose your next home, maybe, throw Woodstock or just, somewhere in the Catskills up. It may maybe put that.
So when you say thriving, would you mean like there's a lot of venues in the area?
Well, first of all, there's an enormous appetite for music. There's a history of that in this area,
Yes.
as you
Yes.
know, right? I mean, you
Yes.
know the Mount Rushmore up here with Dylan and the band and
Yes, of
John
course.
Sebastian and all the other
Oh yeah.
folks, you know.
Yeah.
And then yes, venue wise, there, you would think in this age that their new ones wouldn't be opening, but I just heard about two new music venues just this past day or two.
Oh, I gotta when we before we sign off, I should get those from you, and I'll tell my agent.
Absolutely. And not only that, but I'll see you Thursday.
Oh, you'll see me at the show. Yeah, don't
I don't
forget.
want to miss that show. First, first time seeing Ray Bonneville. Got his
Well, let me tell you about my show.
Please.
I have an electric guitar that I play a lot like an acoustic guitar, only it's an electric guitar, and I use an
Sure.
electric because it gives me more percussion, and I have a. I have percussion under my feet. I have a board and on a microphone that down on my feet. I have my harmonica and I have my songs and my vocal,
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah. No, I'm really excited to see it, and I'm urging people to go to Colony Woodstock tomorrow and catch the show. And don't wait too long, lest it sell out. All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot. If you had a choice of one of your songs that I would play as we say goodbye, what would that song be?
Well, would you would are you have a CD there? Is that what it is?
Oh yeah. We got CDs, Ray. We've got vinyl.
Well,
We got your MP3s, you name it. We're
I suppose you could play I don't know what I've got this I just finished my 11th album and that's
amazing.
100 some odd songs and
Yeah.
I don't know what to play, but you could play you could play The Good Times, or you could play Sabine River, or you could play Crow John, or you could play, geez, I don't know, man.
Well, it'll be one of those for sure.
Okay.
I promise you. And
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to the show tomorrow. And I hope that also your journey will take you to not too far from Woodstock, but over to Red Hook, New York, where WKZE is located, and do something, live in the studio or
Oh,
be a special.
please remind me when you see me
I will.
of all these things we're talking about because I'm very forgetful.
I won't let you forget.
Thank you so much for having me on, Adam. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to coming up and see the folks up there. And I'm just really excited about coming.
Me too. All right, Ray, here it is. This is Ray Bonneville's Good Times 98.1 KZE.